but not before running a search through landing records in recent days. There she found a reference to the Mandalorian. He had the temerity to travel under what appeared to be his real name, Dow Striver. Once again, she renewed the vow to see him humbled as she had been, no matter how long it took. Perhaps death was too good for him. A quick one, anyway. Darth Kratos commandeered a private data access chamber 70 floors beneath the surface of the world, one equipped with a giant holoprojector, and ordered that the two of them not be interrupted. Axe trailed obediently behind him, increasingly mystified. Not once in her years of training had he shown any interest in this aspect of Imperial rule. Interstellar bookkeepers was his derogatory term for those who preferred service in the data mines to a more direct pursuit of power. She went to sit in the data requisitioner's place, but he waved her aside.
"Stand there,"
he said, pointing at a position directly in front of the screen and taking the seat himself. With brisk angular movements, he began inputting the requests. This, as much as anything, convinced her that events were taking a very strange turn indeed. Menus and diagrams came and went in the giant screen. Axe found it difficult to follow, but she sensed that her master was leading her through the vast and convoluted structure that was Imperial Records to one location in particular.
"This," he said, tapping the keyboard with finality, "is the recruitment database."
A long list of names appeared in the screen, scrolling by too fast to read.
"Every person to enter the Sith Academy is listed here," he went on. "Their names, origins, bloodlines, and their fates, too, where applicable. The Dark Council uses this data to arrange matches and to anticipate the potential of offspring. The fortunes of numerous families rest on the nature of this data. It is therefore protected, Axe. It is very secure."
She indicated her understanding thus far.
"I'm in there," she said.
"Indeed you are, and so am I. Watch what happens when I input Lima Zandrit."
A new window appeared, showing a woman's face. Round-featured, blonde, keen eyes. It meant nothing to Axe. The space below the picture was filled with words highlighted in urgent red. At the bottom of a long list of entries were two bold lines. "Termination ordered. File incomplete. Target absconded." Axe frowned.
"So, she was a traitor? A Republic spy?"
"Worse than that. We keep fewer records on the Jedi than we do on people like this."
Darth Kratos swiveled in the seat to face her.
"Tell me, my apprentice, what happens when a Sith is recruited?"
"The child is removed from its family and placed in the academy. There its life begins anew, in the service of the Emperor and the Dark Council, as mine did."
"Exactly. It is a great honor for a family when a child is selected, particularly if their bloodline has not been so honored before. Most parents are pleased, as they should be."
"And those who are not are executed," she said. "Was Lima Zandrit one of them?"
A cadaverous smile briefly enlivened the withered landscape of Darth Kratos' face.
"Exactly. She was something unremarkable. A droid maker, I think. Yes, exactly that. From a long